Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Walls Do Talk, a true crime podcast. I am your host, Gabrielle Weimer, and I am bringing you CSI Coffee Confessions. All right, so I hope you have enjoyed my previous episodes. I've had some great guests on, and now I'm going to share another one of my confessions. So it often gets asked me, or assumed that, you know, since I work as a crime scene investigator and I work very closely with law enforcement, that like, oh, for sure you've dated an officer, you know, prior to being married and all that. And the answer is no, I actually never dated an officer or even no. But I am going to share the time with you that I actually like entertained the idea of actually going out or getting to know one of the police officers that I came across. And so this happened very, very, very early on in my career before I was getting paid. So technically I was still an intern, and I think I was just barely like 22 years old. And I was working in a major city, and so we had a lot of homicides happening that summer. And I remember we were getting called to a certain neighborhood repeatedly. They had a lot of gang violence there, so it always seemed that when I get called out for a homicide, I was getting called to that area on like a weekend at a specific time. And there was always like the same crew of officers at that scene. So there was this one officer in particular, and this was like my third time seeing him with like in the month. Like I said, it was busy. And we recognized each other. And so on this particular scene, it was a homicide. I remember an individual got shot, and it was in the middle of the night. And, you know, I roll up there with a crime scene investigator, and we get into our little, like, huddle, and because we're going to brief. And what I mean huddle is, like, the police officers that first arrive are on scene. All the detectives are on scene now, and we are going to do, like, the initial exchange of information, kind of give a breakdown of what they have, what they know so far, before we start processing the crime scene. So we get into this, like, little circle, and there's probably only seven of us there. So it's me, the main crime scene investigator, the detectives, sergeant, and patrol. So as we're standing there, and I'm listening to the information being relayed, all of a sudden, I hear next to me, Hey, can I get your number? And I'm like mortified because he says it loud enough, even though he's whispering, for like the whole group to like look and stop. And they look at me, and I kind of just glance at him and give him this look of shut the fuck up. Like, are you kidding me right now? And so I don't say anything. I look back to the sergeant that is, you know, giving the information, and the briefing continues. And so when the briefing's done, we kind of all go our separate ways, and the crime scene investigator comes up to me. She goes, did he really just ask for your number in the middle of the briefing? And I'm like, oh, I was mortified. I was like, yes. She's like, what a dumbass. I'm like, I know, but damn. So anyways, we go on with processing the scene, and I think halfway through, now it's a homicide because we're out there for a long time. Halfway through our scene, he's about ready to leave because the next shift of officers is going to come on. So he finally comes back up to me. I've been dodging him the whole scene. And he goes, hey, I'm about to leave. Do you think I can get your number? And at that point, I'm like, fine. I mean, he's kind of cute. So I was like, all right, fine. You're being, you know, persistent. So I gave him my number, and that was that. So as like a couple of weeks went by, he would reach out to me occasionally, but we were both very busy. He actually came to, you know, not visit me, but he was at headquarters. He asked if he'd come up and say hi to me, and he did. And then by then, after a couple of weeks of like texting back and forth, we finally locked in a time that we were going to actually, you know, set aside some time to make plans, like to go out on the first date. And so I remember that evening getting home from work, and he gives me a call, and we talked for like an hour, and then we finally said, okay, let's lock in some plans. And so as we're, you know, saying, okay, let's go to dinner, let's do this, let's do that, sounds great. We locked in, it was supposed to be for the next day. He's like, okay, I'm going to come pick you up, you know, like around 7 o'clock, and we'll have some fun. I'm like, perfect, I'm looking forward to it. And then he goes, you know, but I have to tell you one thing. I'm engaged, is that going to be a problem? And I pause and I think, are you fucking kidding me? And so that's exactly what comes out of my mouth. I'm like, yeah, that's a big fucking problem. And he's like, so is that a no? I'm like, yes, that's a big fat no. And he was like, oh, I thought you would appreciate my honesty. And I'm like, I do. Thank you so much. She's like, my fiance wouldn't find out. I'm like, oh my, I couldn't even believe we're having this conversation. And I'm like, no, sir. Goodbye. Bye. Don't call me again. Thank you so much. But no, thank you. And so I hang up the phone and I remember telling my roommate, like, are you kidding me? He's fucking engaged. Like, I almost went out with this guy and he's engaged. And he's engaged to another police officer. And she looks at me, she's like, oh girl, he's about to get you killed. That's a woman who knows how to shoot. And I'm like, exactly, I know. So that was the only time like I entertained going out with an officer. And I remember like a few weeks had passed by. We had handled another homicide, and I was at an autopsy with the crime scene investigator that was at the original scene with me when that guy was there. And she goes, hey, did you ever end up going out with that police officer? And the doctor's there, and they're cutting open the body. And I'm like, no, can you believe it? I'm like, the motherfucker was engaged. She's like, ew. I should have known better. He asked for your, you know, number during briefing. What an idiot. I'm like, I know. She's like, I can't believe the audacity of him. I'm like, I can't either. I don't know what he was thinking. And at that point, we're kind of chit-chatting. And when we stop, the doctor who was cutting open the body casually stops, looks up at us, and he goes, well, good. You shouldn't be wasting your time with an officer. You should probably be dating the doctor. And smiled. And then went back to cutting up the body. And at that point, my eyes just got really big. And the crime scene investigator next to me, she kept elbowing me like, oh, girl, I think that's a hint. And I was like, nope, I'm good. I'm good with meeting people on the job. So with that being said, that will lead me into another story for a different day. But that is my confession of whether or not I have ever dated an officer as a crime scene investigator. And the answer is no, I never did. And I love our police officers. Tons of great women, tons of great guys. Just never was my cup of tea, I guess. And with that being said, thank you so much. There's my confession. I can't wait for you to turn in. Oh my God, I can't even talk. Tune in next week for a new CSI Coffee Confession. Love you guys. See you soon. Bye.